Give an honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Pastor Rogers, and my entire New Bethlehem Baptist Church family. My name is Alicia Williams, and I will be bringing you this week's Fruitful Talk from the Pew. This week, we will talk about the characteristic of long-suffering. Our scripture comes from the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verses 22 through 26, and it reads, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." Long-suffering is defined as patience with others, the opposite of a short temper, a disposition quietly bearing injury. As I apply this definition to my life, it can be summed up as quietly bearing injury. In 2016, I was given my diagnosis of fibromyalgia. I felt defeated. I wondered, why was I given such a painful cross to bear? I couldn't understand what more that I could go through in life. I've experienced a ton of loss in my lifetime and before and after salvation. Then, in the midst of my personal pity party, God spoke to me and said, "Why not you?" Immediately, I went from complaining about my circumstances to praising my way through my circumstances. As I prayed and praised, I thought about Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10, when Paul spoke about the thorn in his flesh. I thought about Job in Job chapter 1, verses 6 through 22, when God allowed Satan to strip away all of Job's earthly possessions to test his faithfulness to him. I recalled Mark chapter 9, verses 14 through 29, when the father came into the temple with his son of a mute spirit. The Bible doesn't give a time frame of how long the boy suffered with that illness. And what about the woman with the issue of blood? For 12 years, she walked around unclean until she touched the hem of Jesus' garment in Mark chapter 5, verses 25 through 34. All of these stories have one thing in common. These people suffered in silence for an extended period of time, and God restored their faith, healed their bodies, and blessed them with more than they can bear. Long-suffering builds up our godly character so that we can fight the battle Paul speaks of in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20, when he tells us how to be equipped with the word. I still don't know why me. Throughout this process, I have just about lost it all. My home, my job, my car, my hope, including my mind. I have to continually remember these things in order to make it through. Psalms 35b. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and you lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Philippians 4:6-7. But be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God will surpass all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Romans 8:37. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. That's what I want you to know. God uses situations in our lives to shape us so that we are equipped to work out his purpose for our lives. He uses us to be walking, talking Bibles to non-believers. Lastly, he wants to show others that no matter what dire situation we may be in, God is with us because he said in his word he would never leave us nor forsake us. 1 Kings 8, verse 57. So whatever you are dealing with, know these three things: that it's already done, you've already won the battle, and your testimony will save another soul. God bless.